Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights activities in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the assets of the National Insurance Fund, NIF, continues to experience significant growth, now standing at a total of $77 billion. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who made the announcement last Thursday at the official opening of the Melia Bracco Village Hotel in Trelawney, said the increase in the NIF's net assets is largely a result of its wide-ranging investments.
This has allowed the government to repeatedly upgrade national insurance benefits to our pensioners. I am happy that the fund is now involved in various productive sectors of the economy, from tourism, real estate, manufacturing, and financial services to major infrastructure projects. It is impacting in a significant way the country's gross domestic product and is creating various employment opportunities.
The Prime Minister adds that the NIF's most recent investment in the Melia Bracco Village Hotel is testament to its continued success. The 225-room property, formerly the Grand Lido Bracco, is owned by the NIF and is being managed by the Melia Hotel Group under a 15-year lease agreement with the Government of Jamaica. A sum of $23.5 million was spent to renovate the property. Over 300 Jamaicans are employed at the hotel. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says government is committed to the continued reform of the justice system in 2016. She says the process requires a change of the culture and approach of key stakeholders, supported by significant public investment.
Key changes must be made to ensure the swift delivery of justice. This requires absolute primacy on synergies between prosecution and defense counsel to achieve the timely disposal of cases. For that reason, we are determined to invest in justice for our people and build a justice system that is efficient, accessible to all, and of the highest quality.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the new president of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, at King's House last Monday. In her address, the Prime Minister expressed confidence in the abilities of the newly appointed Court of Appeal president, noting that he is well-suited for the job. She said Justice Morrison understands the issues and challenges within the justice system and is fully competent to lead the country's highest domestic court.
Indeed, his numerous contributions to uplifting and improvement in the justice system provide ample evidence that he is suitable for the job. Though he hails from the private bar, his career is characterized by countless instances of wider service. He has been the chairman of important public boards and lectured and tutored generations of students at the Norman Manley Law School. He also gave distinguished service as president of the Jamaican Bar Association.
The Prime Minister adds that Justice Morrison is a shining example of the finest qualities of a legal practitioner and advocate. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is thanking the clergy for its sustained efforts towards the social development and transformation of the country. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she's grateful for the various church groups across the island, which have offered prayerful intercession for national endeavors, as well as voluntary service in uplifting the lives of the needy and vulnerable.
The church continues to be a strong pillar of nation building for our society. You continue to provide a moral compass for what is good and what is right. Thank you for demonstration of faith in the power of divine guidance and for invoking God's healing of the families and nation of Jamaica.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the 11th annual National Heal the Family, Heal the Nation service last Wednesday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.